With national elections in Germany scheduled for the end of September, the outlook is bleak for the government of Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. Schröder's Social Democrats trail the opposition Christian Democrats in every leading poll, and the newspapers are already writing the chancellor's political obituary. NPR's Guy Raz has more from Berlin.
If Germany's two leading news magazines are any indication of popular sentiment, Gerhard Schröder might as well start packing up his belongings at the official chancellor's residence. Der Spiegel features a photo of a solitary-looking chancellor on the cover, the caption, "Schröder's Last Hope." Focus magazine has a picture of a sinking ship. "Panic on the Titanic," it reads.
Only 2 months to go and the government is in a disastrous situation.
That's Klaus-Peter Schuppner, head of Germany's influential polling firm Emnid. Enmid's most recent polls show Chancellor Schröder's Social Democrats trailing the conservative CDU party by nearly 6 percentage points, well beyond the margin of error. But while Schröder remains more personally popular than his opponent, Edmund Stoiber, Germans tend to be fiercely loyal to political parties, not to politicians. And in this election, the economy has dominated the campaign. 4 million Germans are out of work. The stock exchange has lost about a third of its value since the beginning of the year. And in the past few weeks, Schröder's hobbled from one gaffe to the next. Recently, he fired his loyal defense minister after the minister admitted accepting an illegal salary. If Schröder's party loses this election, it would be unprecedented in post-war German politics. Never has an elected government been booted out after just one term. These days, the Christian Democrats are foaming at the mouth.
Ich geh mit der roten Laterne als letztes durch die Tür.
The Christian Democrats are running this ad on their official website. It's a parody of an old German Christmas song. In this case, Santa Claus is a drunken caricature of Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. He bumbles along singing, "In Europe the stars are shining. In Germany we're failing. My light will soon go out and I'll be going home." In public, Edmund Stoiber, the opposition candidate, has taken every opportunity to attack the chancellor.
4 Jahre Rot-Grün bedeuten auch für die Wirtschaft und damit für die Menschen.
4 years of this government has produced a record of failure and bankruptcy. It's time to kick them out.
To make matters worse, unemployment continues to rise here, and consumer confidence has fallen to 3-year lows. To top it off, says pollster Klaus-Peter Schuppner, Schröder continues to appear smug about it all.
There is a gap between the calmness of Gerhard Schröder and the dramatic economic situation which we have in Germany.
Indeed, the chancellor was called to task on the floor of the German parliament recently about the grim economic outlook. Instead of telling it straight, Schröder offered this rosy picture.
Vor dem Hintergrund dieser Kennziffern,
if you consider the numbers that are coming out, Germany has managed to overcome the world economic crisis quite well. And that's why we are experiencing a boom in production and exports right now. The people who are criticizing the economic outlook must have psychological problems.
To that, a leading opposition figure, Friedrich Merz, replied,
Meine Damen und Herren, wer die
Regierungserklärung des Ladies and gentlemen, listening to the Chancellor's words, you could get the impression we're living in another country, or at least that our Chancellor is totally out of touch with reality.
Just 6 months ago, Chancellor Schröder proudly puffed cigars in the company of journalists and political players. These days, he's keeping a low, more austere profile. Susanna Hull, who covers politics for the German daily Süddeutsche Zeitung, believes that no one is shocked more about the situation than Schröder himself.
The last couple of weeks, if not months, even have been rather bad for Schröder and the acting government. Whereas a year ago, it looked as if Schröder, and he himself thought so, could sail through the elections.
But as one German newspaper quipped, the wind in those sails is rapidly dying down. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.